Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans. Trust me, Mary D is one of them. We're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Mary D, who is the Chief Fun Advisor at Mad Love Agency. Who doesn't want a Chief Fun Advisor in their life? From startup to scale up, she helps companies grow from an idea on paper to eight-figure success through leadership and operational excellence. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's always great to interact with you. And I enjoyed our green room conversation. I enjoy always every time learning a little bit more about you. And I'd love the audience to learn about you through your CPOP, through your customer point of pain. What is that?
Absolutely. So I assist successful business owners who are feeling stuck and overwhelmed because they're just not sure what to do next in their business and they are not having any fun doing it.
Got it. Stuck, overwhelmed, not fun, i.e. the business is not a entrepreneurial business effort. It's your job. I get all that. And having been, I ran a four different CEO networking groups for a decade. And one of the things that I'll say is a very pervasive problem are people working in their business and not on their business and not turning that into something that is fun and valuable. So tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Absolutely. So through my highly customized consulting program, I serve owners who want to learn fast and avoid common pitfalls, but need someone with experience to just really help them through strategic decisions. They probably don't have the leadership, the team, or the strategy they need to scale, and they just want someone who's been there before and can really assist them with that on a high level, and also know who they are as a person. You know, who we are is so much more than just maybe the business that we're running. And it's really keep giving people their lifestyle back within their business and helping them really enjoy the life and business that they set up for themselves.
Beautifully said. Thank you. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
I will say this, Mitchell. I have a really beautiful degree that's in a frame on a wall.
I may have one of those somewhere.
This, hopefully parents won't hate me for this, but I will say that was probably one of the biggest wastes of time and money. But nonetheless, I did the thing. But after that, what really I would say has given me the most credibility is my experience. I've been in this industry for well over 20 years. I have consulted and trained thousands of entrepreneurs, and I've really enjoyed the process, and I've lived it myself. I've been responsible for eight-figure P&Ls. I've helped businesses that started as an idea and a PDF become an eight-figure business in 12 months, and there's been times where that's taken us a few years, so lots of experience. I would say I've chalked this one up all the way to even being able to wrestle with the FTC in a lawsuit as well, and so those things definitely bring you lots of experience, as they've certainly have brought me. And I like to say that hindsight is insight into how to not repeat the mistakes of the past.
God, that's a beautiful aha message. I was also going to point out that we're different generations, because I would always say from idea and napkin instead of from idea and PDF. So, yeah. Very cool. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, well, I would say that I do that through consulting. I do highly customized programs for business owners in their specific business, for their specific lifestyle. And with that credibility comes speaking on stage. I've spoken internationally, and I've spoken on stages to thousands of people over the years. I've put together courses. I've put together education. I regularly when things are normal, speak on a speaker circuit. And I also have my own articles, often a guest speaker and guest article writer for a few different publications. And then, of course, just through sharing my content and education and pretty soon a book.
So the one of the things that you mentioned in the green room, though, is trying to keep things fun and learning about fun ideas and thoughts through others. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, this is one life that we get to live. We get this beautiful shot at it. And I think that people get so stuck in trying to achieve all the things that they forget that this is a journey. And this journey is meant to be enjoyable and fun. And part of that is through those leadership frameworks and mindset frameworks that can all be passed down to help people who don't do those things naturally. Fun is one of my natural motivators. So I try to find the fun in something as what some people would consider mundane in operations and systems and processes and teams. But I believe that those are all closely linked and that the more fun we're having, the better we actually do in business.
I can't disagree at all. So if you're listening and you're watching and you are stuck in your business and you don't know where to go next, and you know there's something else, somewhere else, something that you could be doing, not even sure where to explore, you're going to want to reach out to Mary D. Mary, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Absolutely. They can find me on LinkedIn. Otherwise, they can shoot me an email, mary@maryde.net. That's maryde.net.
That's pretty simple. Well, thank you so much for sharing your fun and your credibility with us today.
Thanks, Mitchell.
And guys, Mary's message needs to be heard, needs to be shared. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.